Welcome to another episode of Thoughts of a Techno Wizard. Yeah, it is Saturday, July 8th, 2023, 12:45 p.m. And I realize I said it in the wrong order, but it doesn't matter. You know why? Because I just conquered New York City. Conquered the concrete jungle. No, not at all. But yeah, last 5 days, or well, I got back on Thursday, so it's not exactly the last 5 days, but from last Friday until Thursday, I was in New York. We drove to New York from Georgia. It was a, well, technically it's like a 14-15 hour drive. We probably did it in like 17 hours because it took some breaks, things like that. And it was all around, it was a really good trip, really fun, a lot of stuff to see. Spent time with some friends. Two of my friends grew up in New York, so we spent some times in their, you know, their old stomping grounds. One in Harlem and one in the Bronx. And it was dope, man. It was dope. So yeah, just pretty much this whole episode is just gonna be me talking about my trip to New York. Maybe I'll get into some other thoughts I've been having recently, stuff about spirituality and magic and all this other stuff and technology and the usual, but we'll see. So first, the drive up there. So I think I mentioned it before, but I was kind of going between driving and flying. Ended up driving because it is way less expensive, and I finally have a good car, you know, to drive in. So I was like, I'm gonna put this car through its paces. But the thing that was very, very frustrating was that I took a half day off on Friday, because originally I was gonna leave Friday evening. Like, I didn't take that Friday off of work. But then a week before, I was like, you know what, I should probably do that, because everybody was saying it's better to leave earlier. And I had to do some maintenance on my car, had to get the oil changed and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, I'll go ahead and do that. So I took a half day off, but even during that half day, it was a little bit stressful, because we have a new build coming out for one of the simulations we're doing. And as I was going to test it, my freaking, I was gonna like record my thoughts on it, because I didn't have time to write down all the bugs and all the descriptions like I usually do. So I was gonna record it. But turns out my freaking recording didn't record my voice, even though I checked that off when I hit the recording. Because when you record on the Oculus Quest, it asks you, you know, you have to basically enable it to record your voice. And I did that, but apparently, I think the microphone was still on mute through the software, because freaking Quest is such a dumb, such a terrible design. But like you have to go to another screen in order to see whether or not your microphone is muted. But I didn't realize that at the time, so I ended up recording this whole video for work, and none of it recorded my voice. And I was just like, oh, whatever. But luckily, they were able to figure things out without that, because I did put some amount of detail into the bugs. That wasn't as much as I would like. But besides all that, it got even worse. Because after that, I went ahead, after work, I went ahead to get my car checked out. So I had reserved some time at 1 p.m. at the place that I bought my car, Honda South. And tell me why these... they freaking took hours to do this. Hours. I went there at 1, got there on time basically, but no, I was actually like 10 minutes late because of recording stuff. But even when I got there, like, there was nobody. I was just like asking, like, it took a couple minutes for them to come and see what's up. And once I finally got that, they already, you know, was saying, oh, we got to get this other stuff, these other things done. And I was like, you know what, fine, because I'm going on a trip and I don't want to anything to go bad with it, because I already knew I probably needed the tires rotated or something like that as well. But it took them, in total, it took them like, what, 3-4 hours. Got there at 1. I left at probably like 5 or something like that. It was just ridiculous, man. It was insane. And they kept, you know, saying, oh, you got to get this done. You know, ended up being way more expensive than I expected. Was only expecting to spend like maybe $100, but ended up spending like $400, $500 or something like that on all these other things they claimed I needed to get. And usually I can, you know, do my research and be like, nah, I don't need that, whatever. But I just didn't have time. Like, I'm going on a fucking road trip. And it was already taking a long time. So I just went ahead and paid for all that. Which really sucked because it killed my budget that was wanted to use for New York, and pushed me way back on time. So we didn't end up leaving Atlanta until like 7 o'clock, till like 7-8 o'clock. So I was already driving through the night, which I didn't really want to do in the first place. But on the bright side, one of my friends who wasn't going to go on the trip because they had work and stuff like that, ended up going on the trip with us. So she was able to help drive, because my my siblings and my partner, they don't drive. They can't drive. They haven't, you know, learned all that stuff yet. Mostly because we didn't have our own car to teach them and stuff like that. And even with my car, my old car wasn't that good. I started teaching them, but it wasn't that good. But anyways, like, I was originally going to be the only person driving, and I know that was going to be tough. So I was planning on like getting as far as I could, maybe like halfway there, and then, you know, spending a night in some hotel or motel or something like that, and the rest of the way the next morning. But with my friend there who came with us, we were able to drive through the night pretty much. Only stopped for like an hour or two rest in New Jersey, I think it was, or was it, I don't know, somewhere up there. And then we got to New York around, well, this is hard, like, we don't realize that Jersey and New York is like right smack dab on top of each other, basically. And we had to go all the way around. The route it was taking us, at least, went all the way around, because I guess we went to the Bronx first. But it was taking us all the way around, such that when I thought we were at New York, which is around like, what, 9-10 o'clock, we weren't. We were still in Jersey. And it wasn't until we crossed, you know, a certain bridge. Was it a bridge? No. Yeah. The second bridge, we were actually in New York, and it was like 12, 1 o'clock. Like, it was a shit ton of traffic just to get into the city. So that took a lot of time, but yeah, finally got there. So left Atlanta around 7-8 o'clock, got there around 11-12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I don't remember exactly. I was in and out of sleep. But yeah, like the trip there was pretty, it was okay, but it was also kind of creepy, because like I said, we had to drive through the night. And one of the places we drove through was, of course, Virginia. And now, you don't really think about these things when you're just driving, when you're just like, because I used to drive through to New York, or I used to get driven through New York with my grandfather. I used to go up there all the time. But, you know, as a kid, you just sleep most of the trip anyways. It's not really, you don't really think too much about it. But what's funny is that Virginia is one of the longest freaking legs of the trip, because it's such a big state. And they when I was asleep, they because I had the route for us to go through, I think it was 85, I think that's the highway, like the typical interstate that goes all the way up from Georgia to New York, and it goes through all the big cities. But there's a whole bunch of tolls along that route. I was fine with paying them tolls, but, you know, not everybody was. So they ended up, you know, picking a route that had no tolls, but that ended up getting off the highway and onto this, you know, like, side roads. And that was not that was not a great choice, because it was absolutely terrifying. driving those side roads in the middle of the night in Virginia, because those roads are freaking, they're not your typical rural roads. At least I don't think so. Like, they were winding a lot, and they were going like up and down, so you can't even go that quick. You can't really see that far and go that quickly or anything like that. And it was like deer coming out and random things coming out into the road. So you had to really take your time through it. All while there's like this just creepy feeling of being like, I don't know, watched or something. Like, it just felt so strange going through that road. Now, as I've mentioned many times before, I've been getting more and more into spirituality. And there's a side of me that was like, you know, just like, it feels like almost like the spirits of the Native Americans, you know, kind of just being angry about all these people on their, in their land, that had taken their land. I know, I didn't feel like they were necessarily mad at us, per se, but definitely, like, you feel like some just, like, anger or frustration or just, like, some feeling of, I don't know, angst or something. Like, it was very aggressive type of feeling. And again, like, you can kind of tell the difference between a feeling that is like targeted towards you versus just general ambiance. And it was definitely more general ambiance, but it was still creepy and hard to get through. So take that what you will, even if you don't believe in spirituality, whatnot, that's fine. But it was just definitely very creepy and disturbing, driving through Virginia at night. That was probably the most difficult part of the journey. But yeah, got through everything. It was pretty much uneventful for the most part. But yeah, it was just, don't drive through Virginia at night. At least not on the rural highways, I'll tell you that. Yeah, that was most of the trip there. And then when we got there, it was pretty nice. We dropped off my friend in the Bronx. That's where she's from. She ended up staying with us later, but she wanted to see her family, stuff like that. And then we went to the Airbnb, got this place in Queens. We also had family in Queens, so we ended up going there for their graduation party, my cousin's graduation party from high school. So that was really cool, seeing a bunch of family and stuff like that I haven't seen since I was a freaking kid. And that was so surreal, because, like, I remember seeing some of these faces, but I pretty much didn't recognize anyone except for my cousins and my aunt. And so that, I'm not gonna lie, I felt out of place and kind of awkward. Like, they had a lot of people there. They had like 200 people there. I think they said they invited like 200 people, but like, it was a lot of freaking people there, which is amazing, because they stuffed all these people into their little backyard. And they have a decent sized house for Queens. Like, if you've ever been to New York, especially in Queens, you know what I'm talking about. Like, they have they're all small houses compared to like what I'm used to in Georgia. But, you know, they have a decent sized place. Like, it's enough to have like a little bit of yard in the front and the back, and a driveway. But it's nothing like, you know, down south or any rural area. But still, like, they packed a lot into that. And they also, like, designed their own, like, event space. They rented some tents and put up, you know, a bunch of tables. They fit, like, 8-9 tables in their backyard, which is freaking amazing, once again, considering the yard space in New York. Had some catered food, catered Haitian food, too, which is amazing, once again, because that's not something you don't get down here in Georgia. There's no Haitian caterers or nothing like that. So that was pretty awesome. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I felt very awkward, and I was very tired, because we didn't like stop and take a nap before, because the invite said 6. So, you know, we got there at like 1, 2, it took a while to get to the Airbnb, got there like 2, like 3 almost. Got dressed, or got, you know, showered and all that stuff, got dressed, and then went straight there. That was definitely a mistake. Something was telling me to go later. My partner was saying to go later as well. But, you know, I just hate being late to places. But I should have known. Like, if they were, like, my family on my mom's side, especially like the grumoon or the older folks, then you typically don't want to be late. Like, they start usually on time and whatever. But the more laid back folks, you know, they don't, you know, they take much longer. So I didn't realize it, because when I was a kid, again, you know, when you think about these things, they just, everybody's just older people. So, so I didn't realize that they were more the laid back side of the family, or more like the laid back side of my family. And yeah, they started late. I mean, not really, really, like all the caterers were there and all this other stuff, but most of the people didn't start coming in until like maybe 7-8 o'clock or even later. And so yeah, we definitely could have taken a nap. We should have, because we ended up leaving early, around like 9 o'clock or so, because again, I was just exhausted driving through the night. Even though I took some naps on the drive, because we were switching out, it was nearly really not enough. If you ever drive that much, you'll see, like, it's a lot. So yeah, we ended up leaving early, ended up missing basically much of the party, actual party aspects of this graduation party. But you know, nothing for it. So the next day, we spent a lot of time with that family in Queens, my cousins and stuff like that, just chilling, talking and stuff like that. So that was really awesome. It was just a really cool, really good time to catch up with everybody. And we were just kind of reminiscing and sharing stories about, you know, our lives up to this point, what folks have been up to. So yeah, that was just nice. Spent pretty much all day there on that Sunday. And then on Monday, on Sunday we got to like walk around the neighborhood a little bit. Queens, walked down the street and got the chopped cheese, which my partner was really looking towards. You know, went to a little bodega, a deli. I don't eat cheese, so I got a turkey sandwich on cocoa bread. That was pretty nice. They don't do ketchup though, so it was kind of dry. So that wasn't great, but it was cool to go to that bodega. All right, I'm not even sure if it counts as a bodega or a deli. I don't know the difference, but it was really nice. And something it drove home what I've been saying about walkability and stuff like that. Like, it was just amazing to be able to walk down the street and get food, right? To walk down the street and see all these little businesses right there on the street. Like, it was just beautiful. And my cousins, they live right, like, basically right on the border between Queens and Long Island. So we also got to walk over to Long Island and get, you know, some ice cream over there. But yeah, it was just so freaking nice to be able to walk over and do that stuff. So yeah, that was fantastic. Just a cool experience, very validating of all my talks about walkability and things like that. And it's funny because Queens is more like, it's basically like the suburbs of New York City. And you could definitely see that there in conjunction with Brooklyn and stuff like that. So, and of course Manhattan. But yeah, it was a really, really good, really good day. And then Monday we went to Harlem, Brooklyn, not Brooklyn, Harlem, and you know on Manhattan, the Manhattan side. So that day we took a train, some buses, walked through Harlem, went to Morningside Park, saw the Apollo, ate some good food and stuff like that. So that was another really, really awesome experience. I really love the feel in Harlem. Like, for me, something about like those mid-rise buildings in Harlem and the architecture and the closeness and the proximity to parks, but at the same time to, you know, major or all sorts of like, you know, stuff to do, is just really, really vibes with me. I really like the feeling, the energy of Harlem. I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't as gentrified as I feared. Like, you heard a lot about Harlem being gentrified, and it wasn't that bad compared to, for instance, certain parts of Brooklyn. Like, I remember when I went back there. We didn't go there this trip, but like last time I went to New York, there are certain parts of Brooklyn, like Bed-Stuy, like it's like horribly gentrified, like freaking Starbucks in every corner type of gentrified. But in Harlem, it wasn't that bad. You did see a Starbucks here and there, but not that common. And there was still a huge amount of like mom and pop shops and historical buildings and a lot of diversity and stuff like that. So it was really great. I enjoyed myself there, and once again had some good food. I mean, I just ate like fresh fruit because we went to this little, I forgot what it's called, Jacob's or something like that. They had like a lot of food there that was like, you know, supposed to be like soul food or whatever. But yeah, I'm tired of soul food. Like, I'm from the South. Like, I don't, I'm not gonna go to New York for some soul food. But they had like a buffet with a whole bunch of fresh food, fresh fruit and stuff like that. And what's interesting is that you don't actually see a lot of that in Georgia, which is weird because this is like a rural area. And a lot of people, a lot of farms and stuff have that. But like there isn't like a spot you can go, at least not I know of, that has ready-made like fresh fruit and stuff like that. I don't know. It was just kind of weird, but awesome to see it there in New York. And certainly nothing like that, where it's like a almost like a buffet. Well, it was a buffet. Well, sort of. Like, you can get whatever place that you want, then you pay for it, and you went and eat. It's not like you went back and forth like Golden Corral or Ryan's, which they have down here in the South. So yeah, it was just a different sort of experience. Everybody enjoyed their food. Everybody else had like the actual soul food, but I just piled my plate up with like a bunch of fruit and stuff like that. But yeah, it was cool, and that was pretty much it. Oh yeah, we went out that night. It was not a great experience, to be honest. Not for me. I went to this place. We was gonna go to this place called Escape, which is back in Queens. But it was like they had reserved tables until like midnight, so we had to wait till midnight to get inside. So we went to this other place down the street, which is amazing because we didn't have to get in another car and drive somewhere. We just literally walked down the street like 2 minutes to this other place. But that place wasn't good, unfortunately. We played some Uno there, which is really cool, but like the food was boo-boo. I think it was boo-boo. Like, they had some lemonade that looked really good on the menu. Then it tastes like freaking dishwater. Like, it was, I don't know what the hell they were doing at that store. It was not good. I don't remember the name of the store, but yeah, or whatever the place it was. But yeah, did not really enjoy it. I mean, we enjoyed the time. Like, we were cracking up on the food and we were playing Uno, stuff like that. That was fun. But yeah, the food was not great. The freaking fries tasted like eggs or something like that. Like, I don't know if they fried it in some egg water or something, like, I don't know, or some egg, you know, grease. But yeah, it was not great. And then when we finally got into Escape, which is basically a lounge, where they had hookah and drinks and DJ and all that other stuff, it was so fucking loud. Like, I hate when places, and it did this at the party too, at the graduation party, which is kind of weird because there were like some older folks there that was not having it. But then, you know, I heard that people enjoy themselves when people started drinking and partying and stuff like that. But at this lounge, which is not really that type of place where people were just getting up and dancing, not like that. I mean, some people were, of course, but it's not like a club, right? It's a lounge. But the freaking DJ was so goddamn loud that you can't hear yourself think, that type of stuff. And, you know, you had a scream or just point at the menu for the waiter to the waitress to see what you want. And we were like right by the speaker. They wouldn't let us go to any of the other places because it was kind of a small place and all the other places were apparently reserved already. So we were like right by the speaker, and the speaker was so loud that it was even blowing out the speaker. Like, that's why I know it's too loud, where you can't even hear the music well, right? Because the freaking speaker is getting blown out. Like, it's too loud. Like, golly, like, I like, you know, to play my music somewhat loud. Not really. I used to play a lot louder when I didn't care about my ears. But, like, I'm not, I don't really care too much about that. Like, I used to go to concerts and clubs and stuff like that. Not a whole lot. I was never, like, a party goer. But, you know, it's not like I'm, you know, against that sort of thing. But, again, when, like, the music is so loud that, number one, you can't hear yourself think. And number two, again, the speaker itself is blowing out, like the music itself is garbled because it's so loud, like you're doing too much. Maybe it just wasn't a good speaker, I don't know. It was, and the DJ was definitely not good. Every time they played a song that people started liking, they would switch it up or end the song early. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, clearly if you see people enjoying a song, you want to loop it or play another song similar or do something like that, like, or just keep it going, right? Don't just switch it up to some other completely unrelated song. People are like, what the hell? Like, it was just really unfortunate. And then the goddamn, we're in New York City here, and they kept playing fucking Atlanta songs. So I just felt like I was back in Atlanta. Like, we have plenty of lounges and hookah lounges and stuff like that I've been to, and they were just playing Atlanta songs. So I'm just like, this is what y'all do up here? So that was just not the greatest of experiences. But you know, some of our group enjoyed themselves. They were dancing a little bit. They love dancing, so you know, that was cool. But yeah, that wasn't super great. But yeah, that was that day. And then the next day on Tuesday, which was the actual, you know, 4th of July, we went to, I forgot to mention, early that day too, when we were in Harlem, we also got in we went to Central Park, right? Because on our itinerary, we went to go to the Hayden Planetarium. So we went there, but unfortunately, we got there late, or at least we wasn't really paying attention to the time earlier, because we woke up super late. So ended up getting there at like 5 o'clock, and it closes at 5:30. Which is weird, because we were like, why is this museum close so early? Like, it's 5:30. It's hours until sundown and all this other stuff. So that was really annoying. We didn't get to see everything. But we saw the dinosaurs in the planetarium. My partner absolutely loves dinosaurs. So it was so awesome to see her geeking out about everything. Got a whole bunch of pictures and videos of all the little dinosaurs. And they have like these what do you call it, taxidermy, or at least like models of these different types of animals as well, that either extinct or indigenous to like places like Africa or the different, you know, continents. But again, we didn't see all the exhibits, so we just went to the African exhibit, and then we went to the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs took up like basically like the whole fourth floor, the top floor, so it was a lot to see. But it was really cool. And then we went to Central Park, which is like right across the street, which is crazy. And I didn't realize how big freaking Central Park was. I'm like, sheesh. Actually, I didn't even remember, like, I don't think I ever truly grasped how big New York City is, right? Like, I remember, of course, when I was a kid, like, you kind of just, again, you don't really have that scope in your mind, not really think about that too much. But when I was older, and I flew over there, and you see New York City from the sky, and it was like so expansive. I'm like, wow, yeah, this is why they call it the concrete jungle, because it's like concrete from edge to edge, right? And your whole view, versus if you like fly over Atlanta, you can see the entirety of the city and like this little circle. And it's just a bunch of trees and other stuff around it, right? Like, it's such a huge difference. It's not even funny. But when we were actually driving through New York, then I got a real good understanding of how big this fucking city is. And it's really like five cities. Like, they call it boroughs, but you know, these each of these are its own city. Like, it's insane. Like, it took us an hour, almost two, maybe 2 to 3 hours to get from New Jersey to Queens, right? Mostly due to traffic, but it's still a long way. It takes about 30 minutes to get from one borough to another, right? Like, well, at least the main, not to, of course, the edges, the many of the boroughs, like, neighbor each other. But even to get from Queens to Brooklyn, it took about 30 minutes. To get from Bronx to Brooklyn, or Bronx to Queens, right? 30 minutes. Now think about that. These are supposed to be in the same city. Like, in Atlanta, if you go 30 minutes anywhere from Atlanta, you'll basically be outside of Atlanta. It takes you an hour even with traffic, to get from one side of Atlanta to another. Max, right? Like, from where I am, I live about 40 minutes south of the city. That's 40 minutes south of the city, right? If you go 40 minutes from anywhere in New York City, you'll still be in New York City. You might be in another borough, but you'll still be in New York City. Like, it's that big. It's insanely big, right? And it's so chaotic, too, because like, I remember seeing everybody, you know, back in the day, I remember seeing, you know, how weird it was that people were double parking. But when I'm actually driving in New York City, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is another level of stress. Like, people is just double parking everywhere and zipping around. And even though the speed limit is really, really slow, like it's like 25, 35 miles an hour, which is compared to the average miles per hour here in Georgia is like maybe 40 to 60, right? And like every street is just jam-packed with cars parked in the median, you know, on the highway. People will park on the highway in order to walk over to their apartment or their, you know, hotel or whatever on the other side of the street. Like, and the first day we got there too, I forgot to mention it, it was like, it was actual car fire. Like, you saw the smoke from, like, you know, way back, and when we went past it, it was like literally on fire. I've never seen a car fire look that bad. Like, the entire car looked like it exploded in the movies. Like, it was, I'm like, what? What in the world is going on here? So, yeah, like, the whole city is extremely big. But, yeah, going back to what I was saying with Central Park, like, we were on the bus, and there's, like, 20 stops between, like, when you first leave Harlem, like, when you first get to Central Park area, and then to where the planetarium is, which is only, like, maybe a halfway down Central Park. 20 stops. Think about that. That's like 15, 20 minutes. 15 or 20 minutes driving. And you're still in Central Park. Like, it's ridiculously huge. Like, the closest thing we have to that in Atlanta is Piedmont Park. And which you can drive past in like 5 minutes. If that. Like, even with traffic, you can get past in like 10 minutes with really bad traffic. 10 minutes max, you'll be, you know, past Piedmont Park. And it's a shame because Piedmont Park is basically just a big ass field. Yeah, there's some trees and stuff like that, but it's nothing compared to Central Park, where they have a whole freaking forest there. Basically, they had like a little castle. They have two lakes, two big old lakes. They had all this other stuff. Like, it's and we didn't even get to see most of it because they were already tired. Like, we was walking around Harlem all day, and then we went to the planetarium. So by the time we got to Central Park, everybody was tired. They wanted to go home. I was like, nah, we have to at least walk some of Central Park since we're here. So we walked, my brother and I walked, you know, a little bit of it through the, they call it this one part called the Ramble, which is basically like a forest. And we were trying to find the cave, but it turns out the cave is like this place that used to be popular but shut down like 40 years ago or even longer, maybe in the 1940s or something like that, because, you know, people were getting assaulted and stuff like that in there. But yeah, like, it was insane, man. That park is insanely huge. And I got to give them credit. They got some trees there, right? When you think about New York City, most of us think, oh, they ain't got no trees. Like, yeah, they got trees. They line, like, a lot of the streets with trees, which I love. It's such a beautiful feeling and sight to see a bunch of trees lined down the streets. And they probably did that because it encourages people to walk and encourages people to slow down when they're driving. But yeah, it just looks really good. It's pretty regular, you know. It's almost on almost all the streets, and no matter what borough you are, like, there's probably trees along the streets. And in Central Park, of course, once again, they have like a couple forests, and it's amazing. But also, yeah, they got rats. We saw rats just jumping in the bushes and stuff like that, and we were just cracking up about them, because we always talking about the rats. Like, that's something you don't really see in Georgia much. Like, my first rat I saw in Atlanta was like on the MARTA. It was like on the little rails, but that's pretty much the only place I've ever saw rats in person. You hear about them every now and then, but that's the only place I've seen them. But New York, no, I saw them in the park, on the train, not on the train, but, you know, on the rails of the train. And then when we went to Brooklyn, we saw them on the Brooklyn Bridge promenade, on the piers and stuff like that. Like, they were, like, just jumping into the bushes, and it was just wild. I was like, yeah, I got rats. That's crazy. Big old rats. But of course you know that, but to see it, it's just funny. But yeah, that was our day on Tuesday, Central Park and all other stuff. And then after all that, we went back home, and then we went to Brooklyn. So the idea was to walk the Brooklyn Bridge. At least that's what I wanted to do, and maybe go to my cousins. They had like a rooftop party. So we were thinking about going to that, or we were going to that, but we were super late because it took a long-ass time to get back to Queens from Manhattan after the Central Park stuff. So we were we basically missed the whole party. Like, while we were on the way, it was like, oh, it's done. So I was like, oh, damn. So we ended up having to go to Brooklyn Bridge, but there was a whole bunch of stuff that was, because this was on July 4th. And none of us really cared about, like, fireworks. Like, we don't really celebrate July 4th. Celebrate Juneteenth. But yeah, so we didn't really care about missing the Macy's Day Parade, fireworks and all that stuff. But we did want to see, at least I wanted to see Brooklyn Bridge. But there were so many things happening and so many roads blocked off. We didn't really get to, we drove over it, but we weren't able to find like a parking spot, anything like that. So we ended up going to Dumbo area, the Brooklyn Bridge like park and promenade. So that was really cool. It's a beautiful sight from the promenade. You can see like a lot of lower Manhattan. And I went down to the piers. They had this big ass pier with like a bunch of this own like mini forest almost. Like there's a bunch of trees in this area, and they had a freaking grass field and everything like that. It was just really nice. So yeah, not everybody enjoyed themselves, to be honest. Like some folks wanted to go home. I kind of regret, like, I feel like we should have planned that better, a lot better, and we talked about it, how to plan this stuff better in the future. But yeah, it was cool for me at least. Yeah, like, that was basically the last night that we spent. Oh my gosh, I forgot, like, earlier on Tuesday, I think I mentioned we went to the Bronx. I might have mixed my days up. Sorry. Goodness, there's so much. It was so much going on. So whatever day it was that we went to the Bronx, we went to see, you know, one of my other friends, their neighborhood, stuff like that. And then we went to Orchard Beach. And I wasn't really stunned in New York beaches, because I remember going to Coney Island as a kid. It was not fun. Water was cold as hell. Bunch of people. Dirty ass beach. I did not enjoy Coney Island when I was a kid. But we went to Orchard Beach, and it was actually pretty nice. It was actually really nice. The sand was quite soft. Not as soft as Clearwater Beach in Florida, of course, but it was still really nice. It was a mostly clear day. We missed the rain, thankfully. It was still a bit of, there was a lot of clouds though, so it wasn't necessarily sunny, but it was no rain, anything like that while we were there. The water was indeed super cold, so I did not go in that water. But my partner and I, especially, we were like walking along the beach looking for shells, and we found a whole bunch of really big and nice shells. So that was awesome. We did that in Clearwater in Florida, like the shells were, we could not find very many shells. Anything we found was like super small or broken or whatever. But this beach, like, oh my gosh, we found so many full whole shells, or mostly complete shells, and a lot of them were quite big. Everything from like those hermit crab snail type of shells to the clam shells, and my partner even found a complete sand dollar, which is so rare, so hard to find because they're very fragile. Found a complete sand dollar. We saw some horseshoe crabs, or at least they saw some. I missed it, but horseshoe crabs, some other crabs, little bitty baby crabs, some clams in the water shooting up little water spouts from the sand. You know, it was just really nice. Spent a long time there just relaxing, and looking for shells and stuff like that. So that was really cool. And then we also saw low tide. So right before we left, or while we were there, you know, you just started seeing the water recede. And it was just like, oh, what's going on here? And it was low tide. And it was like complete difference. Like you can see like dozens of feet where the water just pools back. And it was just really interesting to see. So many, you know, clams and all this other stuff was in that, you know, was opened up there. So that was really interesting. I never saw like low tide like that. Like it happened in front of you. It was really cool. Trying to remember anything else that happened. I think that's the main stuff that happened at Orchid Beach. Probably some other stuff I'm not remembering at the moment. But yeah, it was really nice. So went back home after that. And yeah, like I said, we went to Brooklyn, checked out the Brooklyn Bridge, drove over at least, went to Brooklyn Promenade, went to a pier along the Brooklyn Bridge Park, and then went home. And the next day we just packed up to go home because we had to make that long drive back. So we ended up going to a Haitian bakery, which was my plan before we left. So I was very happy about that. I should have got more stuff. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit scared because whenever I'm around other Haitians, I'm just like, I don't speak Creole, so I feel very out of place. Particularly with actual Haitians. I am an actual Haitian. Let me stop, put myself down. But I don't speak Creole, so I always feel very insecure. I'm not gonna lie. And I asked for a whole case of Cola Lacai. It's like the soda that's local to Haiti, but they wouldn't sell me a whole case. And I was just like, okay. So I got just a few, and then I got some Haitian bread, and then they ordered some patties and some Haitian chocolate milk and stuff like that. I definitely should have got more. I should have got way more bread, and at the very least. But I got two packs, so you know, it is what it is. But it was nice. It was my childhood stuff. I remember my grandfather always, you know, driving by the bakery and getting some bread, and eating some bread and bananas and bread and Cola Lacai or whatever. And it was good. It was good. Good stuff. So that was really nice to stop by that bakery. And I'm telling you, man, I so wish I could just walk to a freaking bakery. Man. New York has it good, I'm telling you. Well, in some parts. Like, I don't miss, like, the small houses. Like, the small houses, I'm not really one for a big McMansion or nothing like that. But little houses are so small, and they don't have central AC, most of them. So I'm just like, oh, my gosh, no. They have no yard, so it's really hard to do anything. Like, if you want to make a good little forest garden or something like that, like we're trying to do in my house, like, we can't really do that there. But yeah, like, overall, again, it was a lot of stuff we did, and it was very, very fun. We had some friction points, and that just goes down to better planning in the future and stuff like that. But yeah, it was a fun experience overall. And on the drive back, we went the quote-unquote scenic route. So we drove Highway 81, and it took even more time through Virginia, right? And this is something, real quick before I say that. It's really weird how places are aligned, how, like, cities are aligned in their states, right? I didn't realize that Washington, D.C. is barely freaking in Virginia. It's barely in there. Like, it's basically in Maryland. But somehow they did some magic with the boundaries to make it in Virginia. But if you look at a map, it's basically in Maryland. It's basically, you know, not even in Virginia. And it's super close to Baltimore. And Baltimore is such a weird fucking city. We didn't really stop there, but we drove by, you know, on the way there and back. And it does not look good. I don't know, for the folks in Maryland, how you feel about your city? How you feel about Baltimore? Because it did not look good when I was driving through it. I was like, oh, this is, I don't know. It looks kind of ugly. It looks kind of rough. Like it doesn't have the charm of like a small city like Atlanta. Atlanta's not really a small city, but like a small-ish, a medium-sized city like Atlanta. It has a bit of a skyline. Right? It has some appeal, both in day and in the night. and it has clear skies. Like, there's not like much pollution or anything like that. But in Baltimore, it has the pollution of New York City, but it does not have the skyline of New York City. So it reminded me of New Orleans. Like, New Orleans is a similar type of cityscape. Like, don't get me wrong, the New Orleans city itself is actually really nice when you walk through the streets and stuff like that. But it's so small, and there's not really much buildings that are, like, iconic. So when you look at the city, when you're driving around it or through it, it doesn't actually, like, look very appealing. But when you're on the streets of New Orleans, especially in, like, the French Quarter or, you know, these other areas, it's actually really nice. But maybe if we walk through the streets of Baltimore, we'd be like, oh yeah, this is cool. But just looking at it, it did not look great. We didn't really see Washington D.C. We went far wide of that because there's so much traffic going through the city. So I was like, nah, we just go on the side. There's a couple other cities like Charlotte, you know, I think that's in North Carolina, one of the Carolinas, stuff like that. But yeah, that was weird. Oh, also New Jersey is also fucking weird. It's like a halfway house between Georgia and New York City, and that is both rural and has some urban areas as well. And it just looks very strange, both when you're driving through the streets, because we stopped there a couple times because it's so freaking big. So yeah, that was weird as well. Overall, Maryland, I'm not gonna lie, we were barely in there. I went to visit one of my friends, shout out to Georgian in Maryland, but we just didn't get to stop there. We probably would have if my family was there, but they were out of town and we didn't have time to stop anyway. So alas, maybe next time. But yeah, Virginia. So another the first time we drove through Virginia, it took maybe what, 4 or 5 hours or something like that at night. Again, super creepy. But this time we timed it. We tried to time it at least, so we go through the entire state of Virginia during the day, right? And we took the scenic route. So it was, unfortunately, it was 7 or 8 hours driving through Virginia. 7 or 8 hours, right? But most of it was during the day and during the scenic route. And what you see on the scenic route is mountains. Oh my gosh, Virginia has so many beautiful mountains. It's like right on the Appalachians, or I think that's what you call it, Appalachians. And it was just beautiful, just driving through. You see these massive mountainscapes and stuff like that, and it was just so amazing. We actually stopped by one area because my partner, she had to do her, she was still doing her schoolwork during this entire trip, dedicated. But yeah, she had to do a speech and stuff like that. So we ended up stopping by this place called, I think it was Seven Bends Park or something like that. It was so weird because when we got out the exit, it was just this beautiful mountain just right. You just go straight towards this big-ass mountain. But when we got closer and closer to it, the road stopped. Like, the road, or at least the paved road, stopped. It even had a sign that says I don't know what they said, state. Basically, the state ends here. Like, the state doesn't do any maintenance there. So everything after that is, like, I guess the citizens of that area upkeep it. But yeah, the road just becomes paved road. And then we was just, like, this really winding trail down the mountainside. Or at least, like, this not quite a mountain, but, like, you know, some elevation down into the Seven Bends Park. And it was just so, I'm not gonna lie, it was creepy because it was like, oh man, is this a sundown town? Because we had this worry the entire time going there and back of whether or not be stuck in sundown town, because they do exist. I've seen them. They do exist. You got to be careful. But yeah, we were worried about that because we did see some weird ass signs on the way there. And it was this big ass truck like following us for a little bit. Maybe they were just also going somewhere around there. But yeah, it was kind of creepy at first. But when we got to the park, it was really nice, and it was so quiet. So incredibly quiet. Like, you got out of the car, turned off the car, and it was just silent. It took our ears a while to adjust to, like, the pure silence. You didn't hear any cars from the highway or nothing like that. No sirens in the background. No planes overhead. No, like, nothing. Just silence. And then once your ears started adjusting, you hear like the birds and stuff like that and other animals. But there was this really weird, I don't know what it was, a bird or something. It was making a really, really strange yell. It was just, I don't know how to describe it, but it was really strange. I don't know what the hell it was. It sounded like a big thing, but we didn't see it. So we was like, okay, whatever. But yeah, it was really cool, really serene place. But we ended up stopping there so long that by the time we got on the road, it was already getting dark. So I did end up driving through Virginia in the dark. Now, this time wasn't that bad, though, because we did stay on the highway. We stayed on Highway 81. So it was pretty much always, like, populated by the cars and stuff like that. So it wasn't that bad. But I do still wish that we were able to go through the whole of Virginia during the daytime. Because when we got to the end, like, when we were about to cross the boundary from Virginia into North Carolina, we saw, like, this... we ended up being on a cliffside, basically. And we looked to your left, and you just see... This huge, like, I don't know, like a valley. And it was like a little town in there. And you see, like, all you saw was just like a bunch of lights. It just looked so beautiful. Again, we couldn't really see much. It was dark. It was like almost midnight by that time. But it just looked epic. And I wish we were able to see that during the day. Because I know it would have been amazing. But, you know, we didn't get to see much. But just from that glance at night, when you see the lights down there, I knew it was going to be epic. So I might have to drive back up there just to see that, just to explore around the area. Cause I saw signs for like caverns and like, you know, all sorts of things. So I might have to drive up there just for that. But yeah, Virginia, I don't like you. No, that's going to say, I think I like Virginia. I don't like what they've done to Virginia. I don't like the fact that there's a whole bunch of weird ass rural people there. And you see all these signs and crosses and stuff like that, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is sundown town territory. But at the same time, you know, you also have like these suburban areas where they're just cutting down a whole bunch of trees and all this other stuff to build yet another fucking suburb. I'm just like, why? All this beautiful nature, and you're just cutting it all down. It's just, it just really irked my nerve. But yeah, the mountains and stuff like that is really beautiful. So might have to make a trip out there just to see that during the day. But yeah, that was most of the trip. North Carolina, South Carolina, it wasn't much. We just drove straight through it. Georgia, it wasn't much. I've never been on that side of Georgia, driving through where we came out of. But yeah, it's just so funny the difference. Because in Georgia, you have these big-ass streets for the most part. Like, usually all the streets are really big. Especially the highways, so you have like 5, 6, even 7 lanes sometimes. Even all the way out where we were driving from, it was like 3 or 4 lanes, which is a lot when you're considering that you're driving basically the rural areas of Georgia. The highways had like 4 lanes, but in New York, much of the highways had like 2, 3 lanes. They do have some bigger highways, of course, but it still doesn't look that big, especially compared to all the cars that they have going through there. But in Atlanta or in Georgia, even with like barely any cars in the road, you're driving through these big ass lanes, big ass highways. It was just a funny difference. We ended up driving through some fog there too, so that was a little bit creepy when we got back to Georgia. But yeah, it was cool all around, good trip. There was a few interesting little gas stations that we stopped by. It was just, you know, interesting what they had there and the different types of gas stations and things like that. So that was cool. Like, still not used to, like, people in New York, gas station in New York trying to do it for you. I'm just like, I'd rather not. Same thing in New Jersey, too. They do that there, too. But, yeah. Yeah, that's basically it, though. My trip to New York. It was an interesting experience. Yeah. I don't know if I'll do it again anytime soon, because my leg was killing me. Absolutely killing me. Hurt a lot. I don't know if I was just driving wrong or something, but yeah, I did not enjoy that part. It took me like a whole day to rest up and recover on my leg. Yesterday I was just in bed all day because my leg was not having it. But yeah, that's basically it. I don't know if we're gonna do another. I'm probably not gonna do another road trip for another couple months, maybe a year. But I really do want to like make it out to Utah, that area. Maybe even make a cross-country trip to like California. I know that's a lot more, so we'll see. But yeah, that's my experience there. I'll end it there because my mouth is so dry and I have to go. So yeah, as always, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. I'm so tired. Tired of talking now. But yeah, thanks for listening. Let me know what you think and have a great day. See ya. Bye-bye.